The Bulletin Board. Buried Treasure. Macaria Reynolds and Karina Walgamuth of Amman, Jordan made 37 teddy bears for a Laurel project. The bears will be given to children at a local boarding school for orphans. Slam Dunk. Paul Schulte is the kind of guy anyone would want on their team. Kind, unassuming, talented. And Paul loves basketball. That love didn't diminish when he was in a serious car accident several years ago. In fact, playing from a wheelchair doesn't seem to have slowed Paul down at all. Paul was selected as the youngest member of the USA wheelchair basketball team to play at the Gold Cup Games in Sydney, Australia. A freshman at the University of Texas at Arlington, Paul is active in the Institute of Religion program and in his ward. Tricks and Treats. Halloween is just around the corner. Can't think of a fun way to celebrate? Take a cue from these young women in Palm Bay, Florida. They dressed in costume and went out into their neighborhoods, but instead of begging for treats, they gave them out to families in the ward and friends they hadn't seen at church in a while. It was a tricky way to renew old friendships. Mutual to the Rescue. This mutual activity in the Torcy Ward, Paris, France, East Ake was a total knockout. Of course, there was no fighting or actual injury involved. The youth were only simulating injuries so they could learn about different first aid techniques. Winter Wonderland. Building anything in Alaska in the winter can prove quite a challenge, and constructing a temple is no exception. When work on the Anchorage Temple had to be delayed because of the weather, the youth in the area decided to give themselves a preview of what having a temple in their city would be like. So they built a scale replica of the temple out of snow bricks, complete with an Angel Moroni statue on top. With a little help from the temple's architect, who gave a youth fireside prior to the project, they came up with a pretty good likeness. The snow replica is about 1/5 the size of the real thing, which the youth can hardly wait to see. End of the article, The Bulletin Board.